This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store. Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Welcome to this special basketball presentation we have for you with the Newark Lady Wildcats trying to get back to the state for the first time since 2021. They will have quite the challenge this evening, taking on top-ranked and undefeated Kettering Fairmont. The Wildcats come in 17-7 after their thrilling district championship victory over arch-rival Lancaster, winning on Saturday over the Gales 40-34. It was an uphill climb as the Cats trailed throughout, and even by as many as 12 points in the first half, 7 points going into the fourth quarter. But as they did in the previous matchup against Lancaster, they shut the Gales down in the fourth quarter with a 16-3 edge, getting a huge three-pointer from Elena Hand, and then a three-point play by Callie Geller to get a four-point lead, and Callie hit a couple more foul shots, and they get the 40-34 victory. Callie led the way with 22 points, and also Emma Quack Bush had 8 points, 10 rebounds, 4 blocked shots, and 3 steals in the victory. Tonight, it's a big challenge. Kettering Fairmont, 24-0. They are top ranked, as I mentioned, in the state, and they have been very strong so far in the tournament, beating Springfield 65-32 and Mason 61-32 to capture their district championship. So they come here to Columbus now for this regional semifinal. The winner will play the winner of the second game tonight. That's between Olentangy and Berea Med Park. That game will be Friday night at 6 p.m. So the Cats now will try to get a huge upset victory, but looking at them in warm-ups, they're very loose. They're very confident. They've accomplished the goal that they wanted to, and that's capture the district championship. And now they can play really with the house money and see what they can do against Fairmont, a team that really a lot of people are expecting to reach the state. So a little bit more pressure on the Firebirds, and this is their first trip up here to the Fairgrounds Coliseum. That can also play a role. It's a different shooting environment in here. The Cats were here last season. They know what it's like. That's going to be a little bit of an advantage. Up next, we'll hear from Newark head basketball coach Jack Pertell as the Newark Wildcat pregame show continues on the home of the Cats, K98.7.
At Duncan's Diamonds, we are obsessed with finding you a diamond as unique as your love. As direct diamond importers, we traveled the world to find pieces of unbeatable value and quality. We have 30 times the selection of a typical jewelry store, from enchanting engagement rings to previously enjoyed Rolex timepieces. We have a special something for everyone.
Hi, I'm Stuart Duncan from Duncan's Diamonds. We have an unparalleled passion for bringing you the best in diamonds and jewelry. We are here to make this spectacular manageable with expert guidance, exceptional discounts, and unmatched financing programs.
With no middleman, we're able to offer prices 30 to 40% below the rest.
We will not be undersold by anyone, anytime, anywhere, and you can count on it. Come see us today.
Duncan's Diamonds. It's worth the drive to give the gift of a lifetime. Newark Heath in the Indian Mound Mall.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Welcome back to Newark Wildcat Basketball. We get ready for the regional semifinal with the Cats taking on Kettering Fairmount, joined by head coach Jack Pertell. Coach, first of all, congratulations on the district championship, and just kind of seeing the emotion of the players and the coaches on Saturday, that was really special.
It was awesome. You know, and, you know, we didn't shoot the ball very well, and we turned it over a lot in the first half, but, you know, the kids have worked hard for that. You know, they, a lot of programs don't do what we do. You know, we're going conditioning and stuff, you know, in the spring, and we have our summer program in June. And, you know, we go after about Labor Day, we come back and we're lifting and running all the time. And, you know, they put the time in. And so I was really happy for the kids.
I'm not going to ask you to compare teams. You've had great teams in your illustrious career, but you'd probably be hard-pressed to find a team more resilient than this bunch.
They got a lot of heart. I mean, their will to win is off the charts. You know, they care about each other, and they play for each other, and it's not always pretty, but, you know, it's been effective. And, you know, we've won both district games in kind of dramatic fashion.
Yeah. And you look at the last two games against Lancaster, if I've got this right, I think you've outscored them 32-7 in the fourth quarter. And obviously, Stebbins getting a fourth foul with, I think, 1.5 seconds to go in the third was critical. But then you guys step up and made the plays and, yeah, just giving up one basket in that fourth.
Yeah, I didn't realize that till afterwards, but it just seemed like, you know, our pressure started wearing them down. When she fouled out, you know, our kids were like sharks almost, or piranhas in the water. They were just, they knew what was at stake, and they went out and got it.
And number 30, out of nowhere, hits a three-pointer. I mean, we had Misha in the district semifinal, and then she just ice in the veins, I guess, Coach.
Shot heard around the world, you know. Yep, she just stepped right up there. We had good looks at threes. We just didn't shoot very well. But she stepped up there with confidence, and, you know, Misha, you know, threw it to her, which, you know, Misha is not our assist leader by any means. She's our charge leader.
Yeah.
but Lady just knocked that thing down, and that was it.
And then Callie, with, I think, her third steal in that fourth quarter, comes up with a huge three-point play, and I think everyone kind of exhaled at that point and said, okay, I think we got this.
Yeah, I mean, she's been our leader all year, and she's practiced extremely hard and plays hard, so everything that happens to her, I'm happy.
She got first team Central District. Emma got second team, and Leah got honorable mention, which I'm a little frustrated with because that looked more than just the numbers. But again, it's nice that all three of those got recognized.
No, it is, and they're all deserving. You know, they have a lot of support at home for their basketball careers, and you know they'll get ready to gear up for their AAU stuff once we are finished this season, whether it be this week or next. Hopefully next.
Yep.
You know, and they'll get right back in the weight room, and you know, they've worked for this.
They were the favorite for the first two games. It's back to the role of David tonight against Kettering Fairmount, a team that's undefeated. It wouldn't have been a surprise to you to face them here, knowing how the regions were set up. So, just a couple of game or a couple of days between games, but I'm sure you know a lot about that ball club.
We do, and we always plan ahead when we do this. And you know, frankly, we didn't know if them or Milford was going to come up here, and Milford's in the regionals down there with three other teams. And we knew we were good. We were the 8 seed. You know, sometimes you got to go. We wanted to win the district championship, and we've accomplished that. And so, it's pretty much icing on the cake now. I hope we go out and play our best game and win. But I know they'll give all the effort they have.
And maybe it's nice to have the Cinderella, you know, slipper on this team because they can go out maybe less pressure than what they faced the last two games.
Absolutely. Yeah, they won't. We can just go out and play.
Yeah.
You know, nobody expects, except those kids over there, expect to win. So, you know, I'm thankful for these kids and, you know, glad to be their coach.
And I think you and Coach Butcher can get some ghosts of the barn here to help out tonight, because this would be Fairmont's, I'm thinking, first time to play here.
Probably, yeah. We've played here a lot. He's played here way more than I have, but yeah, that'd be nice.
Coach, again, congratulations on the district championship, and let's get one tonight.
Thank you, Brian.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hey folks, Jeff Ward from the Toy Store in Thornville. If you're in the market for a side-by-side, four-wheeler, mower, or KO dirt bike, look no further than the Toy Store. We are your local Polaris, Spartan mower, and KO dealer with a top-notch service department and all your OEM and aftermarket part needs. Do yourself a favor and come see the best when it comes to your off-road needs. We strive for the greatest customer service experience and satisfaction after the sale. Come be a part of the Toy Store family today.
This winter's been rough. Cold mornings, snow piling up, roads that are both slippery and wet. You're tired. But is your car tired yet? There's a lot of winter left. If your traction feels sketchy, stop putting off getting new rubber. Ohio Tire Sales in Newark has tires for cars, trucks, farm equipment, and fleets. Installed by people who know tires inside and out. Drive safer. Stop by Ohio Tire Sales under the bridge near Everett Park or visit OhioTireSales.com.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talent. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. For juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, the delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Number 10, Gigi Walters.
Just a couple minutes away from tip-off between the Newark Wildcats and the Kettering Fairmont Firebirds in this regional semifinal from the Taft Coliseum. Before we get to the tip, let's pause for station identification on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays with you on this Tuesday evening, getting ready for Newark and undefeated top-ranked Kettering Fairmont. Starting lineups are being introduced. The Wildcats will be the road team this evening in their crimson red with white trim. Starting lineup that we've seen all season long will be Misha Fauci, Elena Han, Leah Eckenrode, Callie Geller, and Emma Quackenbush. Quackenbush, Geller, Eckenrode, Fauci, and Han for the Newark Wildcats. And again, congratulations to Callie, first team All-District, Emma, second team All-District, and Leah, honorable mention. Those three have had tremendous seasons, leading the Cats to 17 victories in 24 games. And the real nice thing is all three of those, and along with Misha, will be back next year for this Cat team that has made tremendous strides over 2 years with head coach Jack Bertel. And we talked about it in the pregame, but there was just so much emotion and relief to get that district championship on Saturday. You beat your arch rival, something that you really wanted to accomplish this year in getting that district championship, and they were able to do it. And it's just, again, something that this team has strived for and wanted to get, and they were able to accomplish that goal. It's a whole different setup tonight, but again, this team, you have the experience on the coaching side with Coach Bertel and Coach Butcher, who have been in this position and have won these games. That also helps. And the five starters out there on the floor right now having a pretty good conversation, but some smiles and some just, hey, let's just go out and play. Let's go out and see what we can do against the Firebirds. They do come in with a lot of fire. They average 62.5 points per game and give up just 31.5 points per game. So that is a 31-point scoring difference for the Firebirds, who won a state championship back in 2013. They made four straight trips to the Final Four between 2010 and 2013 with two runner-ups and the state championship in 2013. Their starting lineup is Nico Cornett, Kayla Thornton, Janaya Hargrove, Leanna Buskell, and Peyton Adams. So it's Adams, Buskard, Hargrove, Thornton, and Cornett for the Falcons. They will be in their home white with blue trim. Cats will go right to left in this first quarter. And we are getting ready for this regional matchup. The boys will be here Saturday afternoon, and for those of you traveling over, come early. Still a lot of construction. You kind of have to do some roundabouts to get over here with parking. Come early is all I can tell you. We're set to go. Newark and Kettering Fairmont, regional semifinal on this Tuesday evening. Happy to have you along here on Kate 98.7. And the opening tip is controlled by Newark. Callie Geller has it in the backcourt. She'll bring it across the timeline. Over goes to Quackenbush. Fairmont will start out in man-to-man. Eckenrode launches a three. A little bit strong in the rebound by Fairmont, and they're looking to push. Hargrove way up ahead, but it goes off the fingertips of Adams. Turnover back to the Cats. So each team with a quick possession, one missed shot and one turnover. Newark will get it, and Fairmont will start out with some pressure defense. 1-2-2, diamond press. Here's Geller in the backcourt. Breaks through the double team, and Quackenbush now has it. Emma takes it to the top of the key. In trouble. Has her dribble stop. Now Hand comes over to help her out on the left side. And, boy, I tell you, Fairmont is quick. Ball on the floor, alternate possession. It'll go over to the Firebirds. So Kettering Fairmont, there's a reason they only give up 31 points a game. They have tremendous defense. Team has a lot of confidence right now. Cornett brings it across. Over it goes to Hargrave. She'll spin in the paint, puts up a tough runner, no good, battles for a run rebound, but Quackenbush was able to knock it away from her, but she was unable to save it, so it'll stay with the Firebirds. It'll be a baseline out of bounds. We are scoreless, just about a minute in this first quarter. Firebirds looking to get it in, and they do. Hargrave puts up their shot, no good. Quackenbush up for the rebound, but she lost it, and then she commits the foul on the offensive rebound there by Lena Buskard. And the foul is on Quackenbush, will be her first. Nope, they're going to call it on Fauci, getting her with the body. Her first, team foul number one. Foul shot is up and in by Buskard. So it's 1-0 Kettering Fairmont. Buskard, a junior. Lines up the second one, around, no good, loose ball, and Fairmont's able to get the offensive rebound, and they'll reset. Don't want to give them multiple possessions. Shot up and in, and that's why, as Peyton Adams banks it up, and it's 3-0. And here comes the pressure again. They are hounding, and we will have a foul on Fairmont with a reach-in. Fouls on Thornton, her first team foul, number one. They'll back off the pressure right now, and Geller will bring it up. 3-0. Firebirds lead it. Quackenbush way out on the right side, looking for some help. Just nobody open. Quackenbush falls to the floor. Hand gets it. Now to Geller. Fairmont does a lot of looking to reach and deflected passes. Talking to Coach Butcher before the game, they really try to have a bunch of deflections. Eckenrode puts it up off the glass and in, and the Cats are on the board. 3-2, Fairmont leads it with 6:15 to go, opening quarter. Nice start there for Leah. She had 6 points in the district final win. Inside, Fairmont puts the shot up, no good. Rebound, Quackenbush, and she is fouled underneath. Foul will go on Hargrave. That'll be her first, team foul number two. So Emma doing a good job on the boards early, being very aggressive. She had 10 boards Saturday afternoon. in the win over Lancaster. Here comes the pressure defense. Cats still in the backcourt. Eckenrode has it. Swings it over to Geller across the timeline. Gets a good pick from Quackenbush. Cali takes it all the way in. Puts the shot up. No good. And the rebound by the Firebirds. Outlet ahead it goes. Here's a three on the way. Good. Kayla Thornton bangs home a three. And it's 6-2. Firebirds lead this one. Eckenrode over to Geller in the backcourt. Bounce pass to Eckenrode. Now to Cali across the timeline. Strong pick, and let's see what we've got. As Emma set the pick on Hargrave, and then she fell onto Geller, so that'll be Hargrave's second foul. We have a couple substitutions coming in here for Fairmont. Malia Bailey checks in. And also checking in is Joel Randall for the Falcons. They are a deep team as well. Not a lot of weaknesses for a team that is 24-0. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cats. Emma got banged up a little bit on that play. In fact, all of their victories have been over double figures except three. The opening game against Pitt Central, which, of course, we're familiar with. They beat the Tigers 60-54 and then had a season sweep over perennial power Springboro, winning both those contests. Otherwise, they've won every other contest, 21 of them, in double figures. Eckenrode drives left baseline, cut off. Here's Fauci up top, Quackenbush. Emma, a deep three, short, out of bounds. It'll go back to Fairmont. 6-2 our score, 3 minutes in, opening stanza. Coach telling his team, be patient, and you want Fairmont to have to work on defense. Even though they are a stellar defensive team, don't give them open opportunities offensively and make them work on the defensive side. Three-pointer is no good. They get an offensive rebound, and the shot is up and in. Buscard gets it. She's now got three, and it's up to an 8-2 score. 4.5 first quarter. Quackenbush, top of the key. Emma brings it back out. Just not a lot of openings right now for the Cats. Quackenbush takes it in off the glass. No good. Rebound Fairmont. Here they come. Coast to coast. And we should have an offensive foul. And we do on Bailey. Now she takes the charge as she always does. That'll be her first. And that's already the fourth team foul on Fairmont. So the Cats will be in the double bonus the remainder of this first quarter, which has 4:12 remaining in it. Cats trail 8-2. Quackenbush up top, Geller way out near the logo. Back to Emma on the right side. Out front, Geller. Cali swings it to Quackenbush. Geller looking to drive in the paint. Double team, loose ball. See if we have another jump ball. And we will, and it'll stay here with Newark. Jump ball. Cali, of course, just a great job always going strong in the paint, but Fairmont's got two or three defenders right there waiting for her. That's going to be a little bit more of a challenge than what she's used to. Quackenbush will inbound it to Geller. She'll take it into the paint this time, puts up the runner, and got it. She won't be deterred. Cali, her first two, and it's 8-4. Newark trails, 3:38 first quarter. Bailey out front on the right wing outside the arc. They'll swing it around. Inside they go. Loose ball, but they're able to grab it, and we're going to have a foul called on Newark. We'll take a break. 3:26 first quarter, 8-4 Cats trail on the home of the Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog, to livestock, to show, and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Back to live action after Kettering Fairmont turned the ball over. Leah Eckenrode drove into the paint, and she got fouled. Foul was on Buskard. Her first, team fifth, and Eckenrode will go to the line for two. First foul shot, got it. Leah now with three. Again, honorable mention, all district for the sophomore. A lot of great basketball left for her in a New York uniform. Second foul shot won't go. 8-5, Cats trail by three. As we come up on 3 minutes first quarter. Nice pass inside to Buskard. Puts it up and in. Their point guards know where to throw the basketball. She's now got five. 10-5. Fairmont leads it. Here's Hain. Swings it over to Geller. Left wing. Callie. Back up top. Fairmont now with a little 2-3 matchup. Geller on the left wing. Looking inside, Fauci, and she is pushed, and she is fouled by Randall. So Misha will go to the line for two at 2:32 first quarter. So Fauci at the line, the junior. She had a tremendous game Saturday as well, getting a couple of charges, playing great defense inside. First foul shot, no good. So the Cats have missed two straight at the charity stripe. Misha's ready now for the second one. Two dribbles, puts it up, puts it in. Ten to six, Cats only down by four here in this regional semifinal first quarter. Fairmont with the basketball. Buskard will swing it in the corner to Cornette. She'll drive strong to the rack. Loose ball out of bounds. It will stay with Fairmont. Fauci got banged in the knee a little bit. She's grimacing in some pain, but she's tough. Always wants to stay in there and play. And driving all the way, layup is good by Kayla Thornton. The paint just opened up, and she was able to take advantage of it, and it's 12-6. And pressure in the backcourt. Layup up and in. Nice play by Bailey. She just took it away and went right to the rack, and just like that, it's 14-6. You don't want to say danger time here just in the first quarter, but you want to stop Fairmont from making runs, and that's how you do it with a beautiful pass from Quackenbush to Han, who lays it up and in. Hands first two, and it's 14-8. 90 seconds, first quarter. Here's Bailey up front. She comes off the bench and runs just like she's a starting point guard. She has it out front. She'll dribble to the right side. Cats also playing some zone right now. Here's a three on the way, way short, but Bailey's going to get the rebound. She'll drive right baseline, put up the runner, no good. Another rebound inside, and that shot goes over the backboard, and it'll go over to Newark. So an opportunity here for Newark to cut that deficit from six to either four or three. Eckenrode across the timeline, facing a double team, gives it off to Geller on the left wing. Callie takes it into the paint, cuts through the defense, and she is fouled. Good move by Geller. And the foul is on Buskard. That'll be her second. So Callie at the line. 2 points in this first quarter. First team all district. Well earned. Outstanding junior year for Callie. Hits the first foul shot, going over the 1,000 point plateau earlier this year. She'll definitely be first team all league as well. Callie's ready for the second one. On the way, and got it. So just like that, it was 14-6, and now it's 14-10. And the Cats with a little bit of pressure as well. 2-1-2 press. Fairmont is able to break it, and a rainbow shot is no good. And Quackenbush goes up and gets the rebound. Has it knocked away, though. Fairmont gets it back, looking inside, and we'll have a foul on Newark. Coach Bertel not happy. Felt that Emma was hit when she had gotten the rebound. Fouls on Hain. And we'll have a foul on Fauci, as Misha is definitely banged up a little bit. Foul as Bailey was going to check that Thornton was going to the rim. Team third on Fauci. Got hit in the mouth. Thornton at the line. First foul shot, short. I think Misha got hit in the mouth and also in the knee. Thornton's second foul shot. That one is up and in. She's got six in this first quarter. Lily Byes will come in for Fauci. 46.3 to go, first quarter. Cats down 15-10. Geller. Over goes Eckenrode, left wing. Up top, Geller. Kelly swings it to Quackenbush. Back up top, Geller. Eckenrode, she'll launch a three. Around, no good. Emma goes up strong for the rebound. Puts it up, no good. Gets another rebound, puts it up, no good. A third chance. She has the ball knocked away, though, and here come the Firebirds. Great effort by Quackenbush. Shot just wouldn't go in. And then Thornton comes right down and bangs it home. 17-10. They don't miss very many shots, that's for sure. Geller over to Eckenrode. Hand. Now back to Geller. Down to 3 seconds. Callie's going to have to go. Quackenbush will launch from 30. Short. Cats battled, but Fairmont, pretty strong first quarter as well. They lead Newark 17-10. Back with the second quarter after this timeout on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talent. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at midlandtheater.org. That's theater with an RE.org.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
We start the second quarter. Newark trails 17-10. Cats will get the basketball. Geller brings it up. It was 14-10, and then 3 points to close out the quarter by Fairmont. Gives them the 7-point cushion. Quackenbush up top, Geller. Eckenrode at the foul circle. Shot is short. Rebound, Firebirds. Here they come. Thornton all the way. Takes it to the top of the key. Swings it. Here's a three by Bailey. Got it. to 10. Fairmont leads it. Winner off to the regional championship Friday night versus either Olin Tangi or Berea Midpark. And it looks like Newark wants to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. 7:18, second quarter. Cats down 20-10 on the home of Newark basketball. Kate 98.7.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Newark calling a timeout early in this second quarter, but they're down by 10. And the Cats trying to get something going. 3-2 zone now played by Fairmont, so they're mixing things up here. And up top, Geller. Callie looking to penetrate, but they're making it very tough to make that happen. Here's Quackenbush. Emma Here's Eckenrod at the foul circle, and she gets a reach in on Bailey, and she was shooting, so she'll go to the line for two. Bailey's second foul, first team foul. Saturday afternoon, we'll be right back here for the boys going for the district final. They will take on the winner of tonight's game between Lancaster and Gahanna. We'll be on the air at approximately 2:15, tip at 2:30, a couple games before us here at the Taft Coliseum. But Cats going for their 27th district championship, trying to get to the regional Saturday afternoon right here on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7. Eckenrod hits one of two foul shots, making it 20-11. A lot of basketball this week. The Ohio State men's team in action tomorrow night at Penn State. Need to win at Happy Valley to make sure that win against Purdue on Sunday means something. Near steal by the Cats, but the shot is missed. But another offensive rebound, and Fairmont will reset. A runner, a lot of contact, no call, and it goes out of bounds, and it will go to Newark. Playing good defense. Coach Pertel working the officials, as he should in a game like this. 20-11 with 6:25. Second quarter. Cats with the basketball up top. Geller. And it's a steal by Fairmont. It's a 3-on-2. Boy, they run quick. And a foul on Emma as Thornton took it hard to the rack. And she will go to line for two. And at the line will be Kayla Thornton. She already has 8 points in this first half. Hits the first foul shot. Nico Cornett checks back in, replacing Malaya Bailey, who had 5 points off the bench. And Thornton hits both, so she's the first one in double figures. 22-11. Foul on Emma was her first. Geller out front, Quackenbush. Now Geller. Back to Quackenbush, right wing, up top Geller. They're having Eckenrod go in the foul circle, but just nothing going on. They're so long, it makes the pass difficult. And they make another steal and another layup for Thornton. She's up to 12. And now it is danger time. 24-11, Newark trails by 13, and they throw it away. That's what this Firebird team does. They just get you out of sync on the offensive side, and then you get frustrated. Bailey comes back in, and Thornton will sit. But they are deep. They are long. They are quick. They are physical. They can shoot. Not a lot they are doing wrong right now. And that's why they're number one in the state of Ohio. Cats 2-3 zone. Bailey. Up top, Hargrave back to Bailey. They'll swing it around. Open in the corner for a three. It's Cornett. She hits a three. Their first time in the barn. They're having no problem shooting the basketball. 27-11. Geller, right wing, takes it in, has a steal. It's another turnover. Long outlet pass, and the layup is good. Hargrave. And the Fairmont fans come to their feet, as they should, 29-11. And Coach Pertel calls another timeout as he sees this one slipping away pretty quickly, as the Firebirds are just starting on defense, allowing transition baskets on offense, and that's why they lead by 18. This is the second meeting all time between these two teams. They met back in 2018 in the regular season, and Newark came away with that victory, 68-57. Newark's schedule got them ready for this type of game. Of the 15 opponents that Newark has played this year, six of them made it to regional action. That being Pickerington Central, Afrocentric, Castalia Margareta, Bellbrook, Taze Valley, and the other school from Kettering, that being Kettering Alter, who the Cats beat in the holiday tournament at the Jimmy. And a lot of people think there could be another matchup between Pick Central and this Kettering Fairmont team. Still a lot of games to be played, though. 5:06 to go, second quarter, Cats trail 29-11. Newark with the basketball. Geller brings it across the timeline. And they remain in the 3-2 zone. Geller still has it way out front. Up top, Quackenbush. Emma. Back up top, Geller. Trying to get something inside, but there's just nothing there. They are closing the paint off. Geller tries to make something happen. Double teamed. She still doesn't care. She'll take it with the left hand and put it up and in. They make you work, but Callie, she's okay with working. She's got six, and it's 29-13. That stops a 8-0 run by Fairmont. Hargrave takes it in, and we're going to have a reach on Eckenrode, trying to stop that drive. Team second in this second quarter. And it goes to Hargrave. She'll drive left baseline, and she gets hammered by Quackenbush. And Emma picks up the foul. So Hargrave back to the line. Second foul on Quackenbush, and now up to the third team foul. Hargrave just made a basket. Now she'll go to the line for two. First one around, and it stays down. Sophomore ready for the second one and gets it. Good mix of youth and veterans on this Fairmont team. Five seniors and then the rest are sophomores or juniors. So they should be good for a couple more years. Geller up top, Quackenbush. Back to Geller. Callie spins away. Here's Quackenbush right side, way out front. Geller, here's Hand. Inside Eckenrode from 8 feet. Got it. That was good ball movement, and it led to a better shot. Eckenrode now with six, 31-15. Bailey across the timeline. Right side Cornette, back to Bailey. Hargrave inside Cornette in the paint, and she double dribbled. I want to say that's just the second turnover and the first one since the initial 30 seconds of this ball game. They've done a good job taking care of the basketball. So here's a chance for the Cats, 31-15. Geller trying to feel out that zone. She has it out front, swings it to Quackenbush. Back to Geller. Callie thought about the three, but they come out quick. Hand will launch a three. Bullseye! And with five now, and it's 31-18. Cats trail, under three to play before halftime. Bailey takes it to the right side. Here's Cornette. Cornette looking inside, nothing there. Here's Hargrave, top of the key. Takes it to the left elbow. Puts it off the glass and in. That's a nice play. She's got six in this second quarter, and it's up to 15 at 33-18 with 2:35 to go, second quarter. Geller, again facing a double-teamed and physical play. They let him go. Geller gets the ball back, now takes it all the way in, and then has it knocked away. That was pretty good physical defense right there. I don't think it was a foul. Good non-call by the official. So the Firebirds get it back, 33-18, 2:20 to go, second quarter. Hargrave, left side. In the paint it goes, now to Cornette. She thought about three, now she launches the three. It spins in and out, rebound Quackenbush. Newark looking to push. Emma, nice pass to Geller, has her shot rejected, and it'll go out of bounds. It'll stay with Newark, but there were two defenders there to block that shot. They get back real quick. They are based on their defense. Make no mistake about that. Quackenbush gets it into Eckenrode. Leah, left wing, brings it out front to Geller. Under two now, second quarter. Cats trail 33-18. Geller out near half court. That's how much they push your offense back. And now they've switched to man-to-man. And we're going to have an offensive foul inside, I think, a moving screen on Newark.
Newark, number
Elena Hand gets the personal foul, team foul number four.
Entering for Karen Fairbaugh, number four.
Bailey comes back in. So, yeah, they go about 10 deep. So they're well rested to make this run. 33-18, 1:35 second quarter. Thornton, Cornette with a nice cut, puts it up and in. She's got five. And it's 35-18. Quackenbush now to Geller in the paint. Callie puts up a tough runner, goes off the iron, no good. Here come the Firebirds, three on one. Beautiful pass to Cornette, up and in. Right now they're doing what they want, 37-18. Quackenbush, Geller, Eckenrode launches a three, baseline. Nope, here comes Fairmont one more time. What a pass by Cornette, shot no good by Thornton. That was about as pretty of a bounce pass as you're going to see. But they missed the shot. Newark gets it back. Quackenbush. Now Geller. And they go back to a 3-2 zone. Emma, deep three. Shot just missed. And a loose ball. Who's going to get it? And it'll be Fairmont in the corner. Cornette, a three. High arcer. Does not go. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Firebirds at 28 seconds in this second quarter. Lily Byes will check in for Newark, as will Charlotte Redmond in, and also Olivia Hammond. So those three are in, along with Eckenrode and Geller. In it goes. Here's a three on the way. That's going to be an air ball. They get the offensive rebound, put it up, no good. Another offensive rebound at 22 seconds. Bailey a three. Bailey hits. That's her second three. She's got eight, and it's up to a 22-point lead at 40-18 with 5 seconds to go in this first quarter. And the pass knocked away, out of bounds, back to Fairmont at 3 seconds. For this team, that's plenty of time. Adams gives it to Bailey. Here's a long three. It looks good, but it's just a little long. Dominating performance by the top-ranked team in the state, the Fairmont Firebirds, as they lead Newark at the break by a score of 40-18. We'll recap the first half after this timeout on the home of Newark basketball, K98.7.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an RE.org.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, TrekBeer.com.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 64 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anyone because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars, since 1962. The tradition continues in South Zanesville and online at FinksQualityAutos.com.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store, Ross Granville Market.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. Do you think vaping is harmless? Think again.
Those sweet clouds are not so sweet for your mouth. Vaping dries out your mouth, feeds bacteria, and can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, and bad breath that no mint can fix. Protect your smile. Your gums and teeth deserve better than what's in a vape. Keep your mouth healthy. Ditch the vape. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at mcmillandental.com.
Did you know that at Rent to Own, you can get a set of tires starting at just $16 per week? That's about $4 per tire with free installation. Also, free roadside assistance and tire road hazard warranty with every rental. R2O has name brand tires like Michelin, Nexen Tire, Yokohama, and more. All sizes for all seasons. Get yours today. Shop tires at R2O.com. That's the letter R, the number 2, and the letter O.com.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Back here at halftime, 42-18 in this regional semifinal. Kettering Fairmont leading the Newark Wildcats. It was 17-10 after one, and the Firebirds outscoring Newark 23-8 in that second quarter to expand their lead to 22 points. Our halftime now continues with our halftime segment from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
For the first time, maybe ever, the last undefeated college basketball team is an Ohio school from the Mid-American Conference. Through the first 27 games of the college basketball season, the Miami Redhawks are 27-0. That's good for best in school and conference history. 31-0 is the goal. Only seven teams in history have finished the regular season without a loss. Travis Steele is the head coach of the 22nd-ranked Redhawks. He joined Owen and affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus as the Redhawks were looking to make school, conference, and college basketball history. You'll hear from him next. This is the Ohio News Network.
In Ohio, public education matters. And every day, Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to call for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child can thrive. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing, and on behalf of our nearly 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio. And Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
This is Pause Before You Play, and it's time for more game day picks from local sports fans. You're on the air. Who you got?
Actually, I'm not betting. Just chilling and watching the game.
I know that move. A pause. Sounds like you've got a winning strategy.
Exactly. After I set limits and recognized the risk, I knew it was time to stop.
Now that is responsible betting, folks. Sports are fast. Betting shouldn't be. Make a plan at pausebeforeyouplay.org. That's pausebeforeyouplay.org.
This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. The Miami University Redhawks have never won more than 25 games in a regular season. The 2025-2026 men's basketball team is 27-0, following a 91-77 win over Bowling Green on February 20th. Travis Steele is their head coach. He joined myself, Bobby Carpenter, and Ryan Baker on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus. I asked Coach Steele when he knew this team would be special.
I knew we were going to be really good last spring. You know, we brought a lot of guys back from a 25-win team last year, right, which set a single-season record in Miami's history. We lost a heartbreaker in the MAC championship game up in Cleveland to my brother, of all people. I had to do it to me. We led for 39 minutes and 55 seconds, man, and it was a tough way to lose, but it really propelled us in the spring, summer, fall. And then obviously, listen, you got to be a little bit lucky in a few games. You got to find ways to win some games that maybe when you're not playing very well. We've done that this year. You know, we haven't always played great, but our group has a ton of resolve and resiliency, and we're unflappable. We never lose our confidence, man, and our belief, and I think that's kind of our superpower, so to speak.
So, Coach, you talked about all the guys returning, and you knew you had a veteran squad coming back, and you know, the trick I've heard in college basketball from coaches that I know is you want to get old and stay old the very best you can and make sure you have those experienced players. But in this new era of college athletics with the transfer portal and NIL, how are you able to keep all of those players at Miami this year?
That's a great question because you see guys obviously across the board changing schools almost every year.
Yeah.
It's free agency, right? And And I don't complain about it. It is what it is, right? It's the new landscape, and we all have to adjust. We only brought in one young man out of the transfer portal this off season. You know, whereas a lot of schools are bringing in 6, 7. We recruit a lot of high school. We do. We have 5 freshmen on our roster, and we play 4 of them. So we're probably the youngest team in our league. And we just do that. We want to get them experience and get them better. But I think Miami is situated in a unique place because of the academic prowess. It's an original public Ivy. It's the campus, if you guys have ever been here. I mean, it is ridiculous. Beautiful, incredible vibes, great student body. So I thought when I first came here, we recruited almost all high school, and everybody else was recruiting transfer portal only. Get old, stay old. But I felt like we could keep our guys if we gave them a great experience, right? Development matters. I still think that really matters. Winning matters, right? And just your culture, your happiness matters. You can't put a price tag on that. Now, NIL is part of the deal, and that's obviously very prevalent at our level as well in the mid-major ranks. But I don't want that to be the reason that our guys stay here. You know, I want them to stay for the other reasons. And our guys, man, they love each other. And that connectivity, I think, really keeps our guys here.
Hungry?
Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
At Madison Collins Stevens, we're proud to cheer for the home team and even more proud to have you on our team. Whether you need insurance for your home, car, or business, we have your back. And because community is important to us, we'll be right there with you cheering on all local teams. Contact us for more information about a policy from Encova Insurance. Call Madison Collins Stevens today, 740-345-2000, 740-345-2000.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Getting ready to start the third quarter, 40-18. Newark trails in this regional semifinal. Cats were led 6 points each by Callie Geller and Leah Eckenrode in that first half. 5 for Elena Hand and 1 point for Misha Fauci. 12 points for Kayla Thornton for Fairmont. 7 points for Nico Cornett. 8 for Malaya Bailey off the bench. 6 points for Janiyah Hardray. 5 for Lena Buskard and 2 for Peyton Adams. So they have 6 players scoring in that first half. They get the ball to start this third quarter. Cats get the rebound off the missed shot. Quackenbush with it. Quackenbush, Geller, Eckenrode, Hand, and Fauci, the same starting 5 for Newark, trying to get something going here in this third quarter. Quackenbush has it stolen away by Bailey. She'll lay it up and in. 42-18. And ball gets loose. They'll have to stop play and set it back up. Coaching staff knew this was going to be a tough one tonight. And Coach Portell said in the pregame show, kind of icing on the cake depending on what happens. They were really focused on getting that district championship, which they did. And knew this would be a tremendous challenge. 3-2 zone continues by Fairmont. You don't see that a lot in high school basketball, but they play it well. Geller out front. Callie trying to get something going. Looking inside, now Callie will launch a 3. It's short. Rebound Cornett. Eckenrode, though, steals her pass, puts it up, no good. Thought there might have been a foul there, but nope. Here come the Firebirds. And taking it all the way in, easy layup is Thornton. She now has 16. And it's 44-18, Cats trail. Quackenbush up top, Geller. 6.5 to play in this third quarter. Ball is kicked. It'll stay with Newark. Yeah. Waiting for Emma to come and inbound the basketball. Here on the side, right in front of us. Emma, and it goes to Geller. Callie, out front. Hand. Looking for somebody. It's just so tough to penetrate this defense. Nothing is available right now. Geller spins, has it stolen away by Cornett. Again, bounce pass ahead to Hargrave. She's able to save it. Puts up a tough runner. No good. And a rebound by Newark. Might be the best defense I've seen in girls basketball in a long, long time. They just get after it. They know where they're supposed to be. They play the angles. They make every pass difficult. And you just don't have open looks. Cats will inbound it underneath their basket. Emma looks to get it in. Still trying to get it in. Finally does to Han. And she has it knocked away. They deflect the basketball, but they don't do a reach where you get fouled or have the foul called. They really are coached very well by head coach Jeremy Finn. Fundamentally sound basketball team. I mean, we know Newark is, and this team is just as sound as the Cats. Han off to Quackenbush. Off the left wing, up top, Eckenrode. Leah, back up top, Han. Now to Quackenbush. 5.5, third quarter. Cats trail 44-18, and we have a travel. Newark yet to score in this third quarter. And the turnover will give it back to Fairmont. You can just tell a team that is focused and has one single mission, and that's a state championship, and this team feels they can do it. And I'm not going to disagree with them. They look really sharp. Here's a three on the way. Swish. Thornton hits it. So they're 3 of 4 to start this third quarter. And they're not resting up. Geller. Han has it. Way outside on the left wing. Up top, Geller. Here's Eckenrode, good move, and puts it up and in. Nice move by Leah Eckenrode. She's now got 8, and it's 47-18 with 4:40 in this third quarter. Cornett, good move. Again, good passing around. And layup wide open and putting it up and in. Her fourth point, that's Peyton Adams. And it's 49-20. Quackenbush right side. Here's Geller. Nice cut in the lane. Puts it up, and she's fouled. She'll go the line. And we'll take a break with that happening at 4:14, third quarter. 49-20, Fairmont leads it on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball. Kate 98.7.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock's dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
49-22 as Geller hits both foul shots. Cats trail by 27 halfway through this third quarter in the regional semifinal at the Taft Coliseum. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Firebirds. We'll do a baseline out of bounds. Cornett has the honors. Looking to get it in. Lob into Thornton. And she'll set things up. Over it goes to Hargrave. Back to Thornton. Looking to drive. Nothing there. Now fires up a shot. It's an air ball. Rebound by Quackenbush. She has it knocked away. Thought there was a foul, but no call. They'll swing it around. Three on the way. That's going to be off. Another offensive rebound, this one by Hargrave, but she has it stolen away by Eckenrode. Cats a 3-on-2. Leah tried to do a head fake, but Fairborn steals it right back. And the shot blocked, though, by Quackenbush. She's got Eckenrode ahead of the pack, and Leah will lay it up and in. And Kettering Fairmont, let's see who called the timeout. I thought they did. So a timeout will be a full timeout as the Cats get another basket from Eckenrode. She's now in double figures with 10. She had 27 in the district semifinal win over Dublin Jerome. 6 points against Lancaster and then 10 points so far today. Again, Saturday afternoon, district final for Coach Quackenbush and the Newark Boy Wildcats as they take on the winner of tonight's game between Lancaster and Gahanna. Right here at the Taft Coliseum, we'll be on the air around 2:15 and tip following at 2:30. Cats trying to get the third district title in 4 years and move on to the regional, which will be right here again at the Taft Coliseum. And it could be a showdown round three between Newark and Reynoldsburg, each team winning on their home court in OCC Buckeye action. Both teams do have to win to get there, but odds are that could happen. But first things first, Saturday, Cats going for the district championship right here on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7. Shot is missed, and Newark gets the rebound, and we'll have a foul on Bailey. That'll be her third as Quackenbush continues to pile up the boards. Team foul number three in this third quarter. Eckenrode will inbound it to Geller. Cats trail 49-24. And up top, Geller. Right side, Eckenrode. Bounce pass into Geller. She's double-teamed. Nice spin move. Puts it up. No good. And the rebound by Hargrave. Up ahead it goes to Bailey. Ahead of the patch. She will put it up. Her shot is blocked by Quackenbush. Here comes Eckenrode. Right side, Quackenbush. Emma thought about the three. Now swings it to Geller at the top. Hand, she'll launch a three. It's going to be short. Rebound by Fairmont. 49-24, 2:20 in a quick-moving third quarter. Cornette has it out front. And now off it goes to Buskard. Back to Cornette. This might be the longest possession Fairmont's had. Cornette takes it inside, and she has her shot rejected away again by Quackenbush. Emma gets the loose ball. Brings it over to Geller across the timeline. Here's Hand. Inside Fauci. Now to Geller. They'll swing it. Eckenrode launches a three. Just off the iron. Out of bounds. It'll stay here with the Cats at 1:44, third quarter. And while I understand this is radio and you can't smell what I'm smelling, thank goodness, somebody burnt some popcorn here at the Taft Coliseum, and it's not a pretty odor at the moment. Alicia, I know you're laughing. Nice shot up and in by Eckenrode. Leah now with 12 points, 6 points here in this third quarter, and it's 49-26 with 90 seconds remaining. Inside, shot no good. Bailey gets the rebound. She'll put it back up. She'll put it back in. Check that. That was Thornton. Thornton, who has 9 points in this third quarter, 21 for the game. Han, her three is no good. Rebound by the Firebirds. Here comes Bailey again, looking to push it. Nobody picks her up, so she takes it all the way in, scoops it up and in for two. She's now in double figures with 10. We're under a minute in this third quarter, and it's 53-26. The Firebirds leading Newark. Han, now to Geller. Here's Eckenrode. Back to Geller. Callie will launch the three. Looked good, but just came up a bit short. Hargrave, long outlet. Here's Thornton. She'll slow things down. Back to Hargrave at 30 seconds, third quarter. Hargrave at the top. Takes it now to the left wing. Now left elbow. Puts it up. No good. Good defense by Eckenrode. Leah, long outlet to Geller. Callie's able to retrieve it. Now Fauci, and the Cats will set up here at 15 seconds. Quackenbush, Emma yet to score in this ballgame. Second leading scorer on the team, Geller. Now to Quackenbush at 5 seconds, four. She's going to have to launch it. Nope, she'll take it into the paint with a nice move right at the buzzer. Good scoop by Emma. She gets her first points of the evening, and that'll close the third quarter with it 53-28. Newer trails back with the fourth quarter of this regional semifinal after a timeout on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Wagner's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. For juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, the delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Wagner's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Wagner's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This basketball game between Newark High and Kettering Fairmont High is being broadcast through the cooperation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. The Ohio High School Athletic Association is a voluntary nonprofit educational organization through which member schools work cooperatively to adopt the standards and regulations that guide their interscholastic activities. The upholding of these standards and the adherence to the regulations helps to provide more wholesome and educationally worthwhile activities for student athletes grades 7 through 12. The schools participating in this contest consider interscholastic athletics an integral part of the educational program and primarily for the purpose of making better men and women out of their students. Until it accomplishes this, it cannot be justified in the high school program. The OHSAA reserves all broadcasting rights to postseason tournament games. We're back to the fourth quarter, 7:21 to go, 53-28 remains our score. Fairmont on their way to the regional final Friday night here at the Taft Coliseum, playing the winner of tonight's second matchup here between Olin Tangi and Berea Mid-Park. Shot is no good by Fairmont. Offensive rebound also no good, and Geller gets the ball for Newark, looking to push. Eckenrode again ahead of the pack. Good job by Leah. Shot no good. Rebound inside Geller, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line.
Number 15, Kelly Geller, will be at the line.
Olin Tangi's a top seed in the district. And Berea from Northeast Ohio. So it's kind of an interesting matchup here. You've got two Central Ohio teams in Newark and Olin Tangi, one from the Southwest, that being Kettering Fairmont, and Berea from the Northeast District. Geller hits the first foul shot. She's now got nine, trying to join Eckenrode in double figures. Foul shot on the way, and she got it. So she's now at 10, and it's 53-30, 1 minute into this fourth quarter. Cats with some pressure. Fairmont breaks it easy, and the layup is no good. Eckenrode battles inside. See if we got a jump ball. We do. And it will stay here with the Firebirds. 53-30. In it goes. Thornton. Double team, still throws it up, no good. Quackenbush battles inside. Emma battling two defenders, and she gets the rebound. Good hustle by Quackenbush. Here comes Geller. Callie takes it into the paint. Strong move, and she is fouled and will go back to the line. Callie not giving up by any stretch. Fouls on Thornton, her second. And Callie back to the line where she just made two. Emma stretching out her right leg a little bit at the foul line as Geller launches the first one, and she hits it. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is High School Basketball on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays at Taft Coliseum. Callie Deller hit the first foul shot. She hits the second as well. So she's up to 12. And the lead is at 21, 53-32. 6.5 to play in this regional semifinal. Cornette gives it off to Thornton. Back to Cornette, left baseline. Up top it goes to Puskard. Back up top now to Thornton. Way out front. Thornton brings it back even more. Now switches to Cornette on the left wing. She'll take it to the left elbow. Nice pass inside to Puskard, but she's double teamed. And I think they're going to get Eckenrode or Han with a reach. Both of them did it. And it will be... It will be on Eckenrode. Third team foul, second on Eckenrode. Quackenbush had a little bit of a breather. She's still trying to stretch it out. She comes back in, but she's definitely in some pain. Lob inside. It's Puskard. She puts it up and in. They can go inside if they want to. They can hit the threes if they want to. It's just a balanced, balanced team. Hence 24-0. And they make a steal. And ahead of it is Cornette. Cornette will lay it up with the left hand and score. And they are able to use both hands. They are ambidextrous. Most of them are right-handed, but they can use their left hand no problem. 57-32. Emma launches a three. Nope. Geller will battle for the rebound, and she'll get it. Thinks about a jumper off to Eckenrode. Leah fires a three. Swish. She's had a very nice game. 15 points for the sophomore. 57-35. Lily buys in for Newark. We'll see a lot more of Lily next year. She's made some nice plays at the end of this season and expect her to be a bigger contributor next year. Eckenrode, right wing. Leah, jumper off the iron, no good. And the rebound by the Firebirds. Newark has a lot of weapons coming back next year, a lot of potential. You'll have the senior seasons for Emma and Callie. Misha Fauci back. We talked about Lily Byes. There'll be a couple of other players that we'll see contribute as well. A couple that were injured this year that hopefully will be back and be able to contribute next year. So the future is definitely bright for this Newark Wildcat team. At one point this year, they were 4-5. They won 13 of their last 15 games, getting to 17-7, finishing second to Pitt Central in the OCC Buckeye, and, of course, the district championship. So it has been a tremendous, tremendous season for the Cats and the second year under Coach Jack Pertell. Turnover. Cats will turn it over at 4:01. We'll take a break with the Cats trailing 59-35 on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7.
Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater, a historic venue in the heart of Newark. From captivating concerts to mesmerizing theatrical performances, there's something for everyone. Discover a calendar filled with diverse events featuring renowned artists and local talents. Don't miss your chance to create lasting memories in a venue that combines rich history with modern flair. Check out all the upcoming events at MidlandTheater.org. That's theater with an R-E.org.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
62-35 our score with 3:31 to play in this fourth quarter. Newark trails in this regional semifinal to top-ranked and unbeaten Kettering Fairmont. As the Cats season will conclude after tonight's game. And the shot is up and in by Kayla Thornton. She's got 23. Here's Olivia Hammond, who's checked in for the Cats. Geller has it out front. Quackenbush up top. Geller launches a three, short, and the rebound by Cornette. Under three remaining in this fourth quarter. 25 and a timeout for Fairmont, and they will empty the bench here. And they get a nice hand from the faithful that have come from Montgomery County near Dayton as they move to 25-0. And I can't imagine anybody wants to play this team moving forward. They are the real deal. Tomorrow night, Buckeye basketball. Ohio State travels to Happy Valley to take on Penn State. Big matchup as the Buckeyes try to get off the bubble. They need a win to make sure they can do that, and they close the season Saturday with Indiana, who has really struggled. They've lost four in a row and have fallen out, I think, of the tournament bracket. So that'll be a big one as well. But all the action right here on the home of the Buckeyes tomorrow night, Kate 98.7, the Buckeyes and the Nittany Lions. 2:40 to go in this one. Cats trailing 64-35. Bailey still in there. She makes a nice move to the basket, misses the shot, and loose ball underneath, and getting it is Peyton Patel, and she will go to the line for a couple. Cats right now have Eckenrode, Byes, Geller, Hain, and Hammond in there for Newark. Well, not the way you want to end the season, but again, overall, it has been a very successful season for this team. Would like to have had a better showing tonight, but they just were, they lost to a better team, plain and simple. Both foul shots are missed. Here comes Geller across the timeline. Callie looking inside to Eckenrode. Nothing there. Eckenrode now comes out top of the key. Here's Lily Byes, right side. Back up top to Eckenrode. Leo drives to the left elbow, jump stop. Now Geller has it. She'll take it into the paint. Her runner no good, but she'll go to the line. For a chance of a couple more foul shots. At 2:04 in the fourth quarter, and at 64-35, Kettering Fairmont. Geller at the line. She is 6 of 6 from the line tonight. Let's see if I jinxed her. Nope. So Callie has 13 on the evening. Lines up the second foul shot, and she got both. So Callie now has 14. Just a point behind Eckenrode. Leah with 15. 64-37, under two to play in this one. As Fairmont will run out the string here. Well, they came in with a scoring margin of 31, and right now it's 27, so you can say they did exactly what they wanted to do tonight. As we have a minute 38 to play in this one. Again, they play Friday here against either Olentangy or Berea Mid-Park. Shot is missed. Eckenrode gets the rebound. Leah looking to push it. Takes it coast to coast, then tried to find Geller, but that pass a little bit too much mustard on it. And a turnover for Newark. Charlotte Redmond will check in for Elena Hand, who will conclude her career. Gets a couple hugs from the coaches. She had a huge, huge three-pointer last Saturday in the win over Lancaster. She definitely will be missed. We thank her for everything she's done in a Newark Wildcat uniform. Getting hugs now from her teammates and a few tears. And that's what happens when the season comes to an end. Under a minute to go, 64-37, Kettering Fairmont. Byes gets the rebound for the Cats. Off it goes to Eckenrode. Eckenrode and Hammond, the lone seniors on this team. Eckenrode takes it into the paint. Callie Geller fires a three. It's short. Eckenrode gets the offensive rebound. Now Geller cuts inside, puts up the runner, and in. Callie now with 16, and it's 64-39, under 30 seconds to go. See if Fairmont just holds it out here with 20 seconds left. Top-ranked team in the state will stay undefeated at 25-0. They came in here to the Taft Coliseum and took care of business. As we round out 5 seconds and 4, and that'll do it. So Newark's season will come to an end. Final score here in the regional semifinals, 64-39. The Firebirds victorious over the Cats. We'll recap it after this timeout on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Dutch's Convenience Stores, your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards and save 10 cents per gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or learn more, visit any Dutch's location or mydutch's.com. Dutch's, your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
Explore healthcare careers and education pathways by attending the Healthcare Expo on Thursday, March 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Hopewell Hall on the Central Ohio Technical College campus. Sponsored by Licking Memorial Health Systems, COTC, and CTEC, attendees will receive information on educational courses and job opportunities in the healthcare industry. For more information about this event, visit go.cotc.edu/healthexpo.
We know what you want in a chainsaw. You want legendary performance. You want industry-leading ergonomics. And you want precision cutting that gets the job done quickly and safely. That's why we want you to try a Husqvarna chainsaw. With air injection, low vibration handles, and powerful X-Torque engines, Husqvarna chainsaws are trusted by professionals around the world. If you want to take down a tree or clear a forest, you'll want a Husqvarna chainsaw. It's what precision cutting is all about. Visit Wright Brothers Power on Church Street or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Hey folks, Jeff Ward from the Toy Store in Thornville. If you're in the market for a side-by-side, four-wheeler, mower, or KO dirt bike, look no further than the Toy Store. We are your local Polaris, Spartan mower, and KO dealer with a top-notch service department and all your OEM and aftermarket part needs. Do yourself a favor and come see the best when it comes to your off-road needs. We strive for the greatest customer service experience and satisfaction after the sale. Come be a part of the Toy Store family today.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Season comes to the end in the regional semifinal for the Newark Lady Wildcats, falling to top-ranked and unbeaten Kettering Fairmont here at the Taft Coliseum by a final of 64-39. Fairmont led throughout. Had a 17-10 lead after the end of the first quarter, ballooned to 40-18 at halftime, and they cruise to the 25-point victory. For the Cats, they were led 16 points by first-team All-District Callie Geller. Leah Eckenrode, who got honorable mention, had 15, 5 points for senior Elena Hahn in her final game as a Newark Wildcat, 2 points for Emma Quackenbush, and a point for Misha Fauci. So the Cats conclude this season 17-8, the second year under head coach Jack Pertell, and again capturing the district championship, and a bunch returning next year for the Lady Cats. Bigger and better things will be expected of this team, and they should have a good run next year, adding a couple more pieces to this puzzle. But this team, again, they learn a little bit each and every year, and they'll learn from this experience as well of what they need to do to take on some of the best teams in the state. But it's been a great year at 17-8. We thank Coach Pertell and the rest of the coaching staff and the players, and the sponsors, and of course you, the fans, for listening, for everything that you've done for this Newark Lady Wildcat basketball team. The boys are in action Saturday afternoon, district championship, taking on either Lancaster or Gahanna. Those teams are playing this evening. We'll have it for you here at the Taft Coliseum, pregame at approximately 2:15, and the tip-off at 2:30. Alyssa getting the job done back at the studio as she always does, and even giving me a menu order for my way home. So, I mean, you talked about getting the job done. Alyssa definitely does that. Again, your final score here from the Taft Coliseum, 64-39. Kettering Fairmont victorious. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Tuesday evening, everyone. You've been listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Lines it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Wright Brothers Power, Widener's Corner, the Midland Theater, Dutch's Convenience Stores, Bummies on Main, Platinum Motors, Duncan's Diamonds, and the Toy Store.
Bullseye!
Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.